BBC Lincolnshire.
Now, we've been talking about roundabouts this morning. Earlier on we were, anyway. It's a national competition is pulled together, the best and the worst in the UK. According to The Telegraph, the Hordegain roundabout in Aberdeen is the worst in the UK, while the so-called Magic roundabout in Hemel Hempstead appears to be the best. I don't know if you've had any experience of either of those. Kevin Beresford is from Roundabouts of Great Britain. Always amazes me the organisations that we can get in touch with. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, what makes a great roundabout?
The whole thing about roundabouts, there's nothing more expressive than a roundabout. You can put anything on a roundabout. I mean, I've seen statues, fountains, laser and light shows, cinemas, pubs. That's the beauty of them. They're an open canvas. What makes a good roundabout? Really in the eye of the beholder. Some people like what we call the titch marshes, which is the islands in full bloom, if you like. Myself, personally, I like the quirky types with some kind of oddity on them.
Such as? Give me an example.
Well, when I mentioned before, a laser and light show. Can you believe that? In Haverhill. That was opened by Charlotte Rampling, the actress. How glamorous can you get there? Something like that, something unusual, if you like.
I just wonder what she thought as she was opening that. Is it, my life has come to this?
Steady on.
I'm opening a roundabout. but you see, you do this every year. I mean, they can't be building too many roundabouts every year. I mean, I suppose they could change the appearance of a roundabout. I guess there is some change across a year. I mean, but isn't the same roundabout always winning?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think I think any new town that crops up, the first thing they put down a roundabout, if you like. I mean, I see a roundabout as like an oasis on a sea of tarmac. They brighten up our journey on the road.
Yeah, I suppose so. It depends on the particular roundabout. I understand you're putting together a calendar, the Roundabouts of Great Britain for 2012. I'm very, very sad and disappointed to report you don't have any from Lincolnshire in there.
No, but I mean, if you've got your listeners, if they can come up with a suggestion for a real choice roundabout, then I'd be happy to go along there and check it out.
Well, maybe we ought to be thinking about this if we want to get ourselves on the roundabout map for next year. What do you suggest we do?
I suggest you put it out to your listeners, if you like, and for them to come up with a real good Lincoln roundabout. And if it's good enough, I'll definitely go down there. And this is the most prestigious roundabout. I get councils phoning me up saying, how come we haven't got one of our roundabouts in your calendar? And I can tell you now, for the first time, I should be announcing this in September, but we're going to have the first ever roundabout convention. And it's going to be international, it is.
Are you going to hold it on a roundabout, obviously?
No, it's going to be at the Wolverhampton University.
That's a great disappointment, I have to say. What's the biggest... here's a question. I don't know how well-versed you are in the very many and different and varied roundabouts. I would imagine very. What's the biggest in the country?
I think there's one in Basingstoke where they've actually had two people go missing. If you check, do a bit of research. The one guy was missing for 4 days and unfortunately he died on the roundabout.
Oh, my goodness me.
The Basingstoke roundabouts, incidentally, were mentioned in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I think aliens are drawn to towns with large roundabouts. I don't know, something to do with the crop circles or something. I don't know.
All right. Well, it's fascinating. So Hemel Hempstead gets the title of best roundabout this year. I've never driven on that particular roundabout. I have done the Swindon one.
Oh, which that's is beautiful. The Magic Roundabout.
The Magic Roundabout.
That's
yeah.
The white knuckle ride of roundabouts.
Oh,
we actually
word.
Go on day trips to that one, we do. Yeah.
Well, careful where you put the couch. Don't park it anywhere near the roundabout. It'll cause mayhem. It's fascinating to talk to you, and I hope we're going to be able to get an entry into your next calendar, is all I can say. Kevin, all the very best to you.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. Kevin Beresford from Roundabouts of Great Britain. It's 9:15.